last mission above, Kohar Raya Amru, Torasan Mutars, all of the riots that are mentioned in the first mission of Yavamis, that the mission says over there, if somebody dies without children, and his wife is a relative to the deceased husband's brother, and he therefore cannot do Yibam. And the Pasuk teaches us that not only can he not do Yibam, but also she is Pater from Chalitza, and she can get remarried without Chalitza. Not only that, but if there are any other wives, even though the other wives are not relatives to the deceased husband's brother, they also are Pater from Chalitza and Yibam, since one wife is a relative to the brother. Hochu Atzaros Elu V'nisu V'nimsu Elu Islandis. If these other wives that are not relative to this deceased husband's brother go ahead and get remarried without Chalitza, and then it turns out that the wife who is a relative to the brother is an Islandis. An Islandis is a woman that has characteristics of somebody who cannot have children, and therefore her marriage to her husband was a mekachtos. The marriage was not valid since she was an Islandis. So therefore, since she was never married to the husband, so therefore the other wives are therefore mechuyev to get chalitza before they get remarried. And they went ahead and got remarried without chalitza, which according to Rabbi Akiva, if they would have children from that husband, the child would be a mamzer. Teisei mizeh umizeh v'chol hadrachim ha'eluba. Chazal tell us that these wives that got remarried without chalitza cannot stay with their husband. They also cannot get married to the yava. They would have to get a get from their new husband and chalitza from the yavam. Also, any children that they have from their new husband, or if they would have children from the yavam, the children would be mamzerim. They would also not receive a ksuva from either the yavam or from their new husband. They would also lose any peros or mezonos or balas, like we saw in the previous mission. The Gemara explained that this mission is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the woman that gets remarried without chalitza, any children that she has are mamzerim. The Chachamim argue, they say, that a woman that gets remarried without chalitza, since it's only an iser lav, their children are not mamzerim. Meseches Gittin, Parakas, Mishnah Zion. Hakoinis is yivinto, v'holcha sarasa, v'niseis la'achar. Somebody who marries is yivama. Somebody died without children and had more than one wife. And the din is that only one wife has to do chalitza or yibam. And as soon as she does chalitza or yibam, all the other wives are free to get remarried. Now, if one of the wives did yibam, and the second wife went ahead and got remarried to somebody else, the nimsei zois shehi alanis, and it turned out that the wife who did yibam is an alanis, a woman who has the characteristics of somebody who cannot bear children. So then it turned out that her marriage to the deceased husband was not valid. It was a mekachtos, and therefore her yibum is not a yibum. And the second wife was not allowed to get remarried without chalitza. So the din is, teitzei mizeh umizeh v'cho adrachim ha'eluba. The wife that got remarried without chalitza cannot stay with the new husband. She also cannot get married to the yavam anymore. She has to receive a get from her new husband and chalitza from the yavam. And all of the dinim that we mentioned in Mishnah Hay apply over here. She does not get a ksuva from the yavam nor from the new husband. She loses her mezonos, her peros, her balos. Again, this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that a woman that gets remarried with a chalitza, any children that she has are mamzerim. The Chacham argue, since somebody who gets remarried with a chalitza is only an isra lav, the Chacham hold the children that she has are not mamzerim.